violations. And just, I'm sorry, one other question. I represent a lot of journalists.
That's
I know, I know. Maybe one is optional, but, and this may be it. But,
well, Jill, if I can remember them. The first one, with respect to Ambassador Ford, we've raised this ugly, unfortunate incident to the highest levels of the Syrian government. We are demanding that the Syrian government take all necessary steps to protect our embassy, to protect our diplomats, in accordance with the international obligations that every country must abide by. And this is, you know, this is absolutely required. The Vienna Convention requires that host countries protect property and persons of diplomatic missions. And I must say that this inexcusable assault is clearly part of an ongoing campaign of intimidation aimed at not only American diplomats, but diplomats from other countries, foreign observers who are raising questions about what's going on inside Syria. It reflects an intolerance on the part of the regime and its supporters, and it is deeply regrettable that we have the Assad regime continuing its campaign of violence against its own people. So I hope that first and foremost, our property, the persons that serve in our mission will be protected along with every other diplomat from every other country. But secondly, we continue to call for an end to the violence and we'll continue to speak out. And I think Ambassador Ford's courage and clarity is, you know, making the point that the United States cannot and will not stand idly by when this kind of violence continues.